But we turn first to the question of term limits among elected officials in Nevada. In 1996, voters here said enough to career politicians who had been reelected to the same position for decades. Since then, our laws have limited state legislators to 12 years and limited the governor and other constitutional officers to 2 4-year terms. But now politicians are saying it's time to revisit the issue of term limits. State Senator Tick Sagerblum is asking for a draft resolution to repeal term limits, starting with the next legislature. One official whose term was cut short by term limits is former State Senator Valerie Wiener, and she joins us now. Valerie Wiener, welcome back to KNPR.
It's a joy to be here. Thank you.
We've got a part-time citizen legislature here, so no one can make a full-time career out of politics. What's wrong with term limits to stop people like late Senator Bill Raggio, state senator, spending nearly 4 decades in the state Senate?
I believe that term limits conflict with the people's right to choose. To the end of the discussion, when you realize that the ballot would be limited as to those who could run for office because of term limits, then it doesn't allow the voters the option of voting for all those people who would choose to run.
You have said that the lobbyists and civil servants currently have too much power with term limits turning over elected officials so often. Explain that.
One of the concerns the public had about supporting term limits was the power of the governmental affairs people, the lobbyists, as we refer to them. These are the people who are hired or serve grassroots organizations or certain causes. There are many kinds of lobbyists. And they don't have an electorate. They can be there as long as they have a purpose for being there, and some are there for decades. So they have the institutional memory. When a new person comes in, there's a strong reliance on that institutional memory to get up to speed.
Do you see evidence anywhere of undue influence in that sort of way?
I think sometimes when there's a lobbyist has a very, very profound issue before the legislature, often it will involve taxes or money resources of some kind that are being allocated, and they're going to be fighting for those dollars because the dollars are limited and they can only go so many places doing so much work.
Have term limits forced voters to select weaker candidates for some offices because the best person, the one who maybe has the most experience or the most knowledge, cannot be reelected?
It does allow for the freshness of people to come forward and declare candidacy. Those people might not have done it otherwise. So it certainly is inviting to the fresh blood, the new ideas, the innovations, the energy that new people bring.
Well, the fresh blood, I guess, also suggests inexperience.
People could be tempted to be office shoppers, looking to the next, to the next, to the next. So at what point would someone start shopping because they're running out of time? My concern is maybe the last 2 years of that office holder's time on the clock, maybe the last four-year term, maybe the best effort isn't put into it because they might be, stress on might be looking for the next office.
Valerie Wiener was a state senator until she was pushed out by term limits. She supports the efforts of State Senator Tick Sagerblum to repeal term limits, which would also require voters to agree in elections in 2016 and 2018. Valerie Wiener, thank you very much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.